Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 7. Abide with me. Fast breaks the morning light. Our day star rises, banishing all night. Thou art our strength, O truth that maketh free. We would unfailingly abide in thee. Hymn number 7. The scriptural this morning will be given by Betty from California.
I will read from the King James Version of the Bible, Isaiah. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and unto our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts, saith the Lord. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven,
our Father, Mother God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us sing hymn number 412. O dreamer, leave thy dreams for joyful waking. O captive, rise and sing, for thou art free. The Christ is here, all dreams of error breaking, unloosing bonds of all captivity. He comes to bless thee on his wings of healing, to banish pain and wipe all tears away. He comes anew to humble hearts, revealing the mounting footsteps of the upward way. Hymn number 412. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We have members and participants from around the world. And you can find us on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can find us also on YouTube, SoundCloud, Facebook, and Twitter. We conduct services every Sunday morning, beginning at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed through the study and practice of Christian Science. And you can listen to all of our services either on our website, on YouTube, or from your telephone through a teleconference number that we provide. Also on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock, we have a Sunday school for children. And that Sunday school also has its own teleconference number. So if you don't live in the area and you have a child who would like to attend Sunday school, just call us and we'll give you the teleconference number. And your child will be most welcome. And for all of our services, we have a nursery available for infants and toddlers. So bring the whole family. Next Saturday, we will have another Bible study class. That will take place at 10 a.m. The study questions will be on our website shortly. So check out the study questions, and please join us for a rousing Bible study class next Saturday at 10 a.m. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in the Christian Science textbook, which attests to the healing power obtained just by reading the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Craig from New Jersey.
Science and Health, Chapter Fruitage, page 637. Testimony, Saved from Insanity and Suicide. A few years ago, while under a sense of darkness and despair caused by ill health and an unhappy home, Science and Health was loaned to me with a request that I should read it. At that time, my daughter was given up by Materia Medica to die of lingering consumption supposed to have been inherited. My own condition seemed even more alarming as insanity was being manifested. And rather than go to an insane asylum, it seemed to me the only thing to do was to commit suicide. Heart trouble, kidney complaint, and continual headaches caused from female trouble were some of my many ailments I had to contend with. My doctor tried to persuade me to undergo an operation as a means of relief, but I had submitted to a severe operation 10 years previous and found only additional suffering as a result, so I would not consent. When I began with Science and Health, I read the chapter on prayer first, and at that time, it did not suppose to possible for me to remember anything I read, but I felt a sweet sense of God's protection and power and hope that I should at last find Him to be what I so much needed, a present help in time of trouble. Before that chapter on prayer was finished, my daughter was downstairs eating 3 meals a day and daily growing stronger. Before I had finished reading the textbook, she was well. But never having heard that the reading of Science and Health healed anyone, it was several months before I gave God the glory. One by one, my many ailments left me, all but the headaches. They were less frequent until at the end of 3 years, the fear of them was entirely overcome. Neither myself nor my daughter have ever received treatments, but the study of the Bible and Science and Health, the Christian Science textbook by Mrs. Eddy, has healed us and keeps us well. While Christian Science was very new to me, I attended an experience in the First Church of Christ Science in Chicago. A gentleman told me of an unhappy woman who was about to separate from her husband. This gentleman had asked her if she did not love her husband. She replied, "No, when I married him, I did, but not now." He told her, "God made man in his image and likeness, and that he is perfect." He said to her, "Go home and see only God's perfect man. You don't need to love a sinful mortal, such you have been looking upon." The lady followed his advice, as he had told her, there is no separation in divine mind. In a short time, peace and harmony were in her home, and both husband and wife became members of a Christian Science church. This testimony was like a message from heaven to me. I had received many benefits from the study of Science and Health, but had never dawned upon my darkened consciousness till then how wonderful our God is. I knew what had taken place in that home could take place in my unhappy home, where there was neither rest nor peace. I hopefully took up my cross, and step by step my burden grew lighter as I journeyed along, realizing the presence of the Christ truth that indeed makes us free. Not at all at once did any outward change appear, but at the end of 3 years, all was peace. All the members of the family attending church together and realizing that there is but one mind. E.J. B. Superior, Wisconsin.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 4 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. It can also be found on a link from the homepage of our website, if you're following on our website and would like to read along with us. Subject: Are Sin, Disease, and Death Real? Golden Text, John. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The responsive reading is from 1 Chronicles, Isaiah, and Jeremiah. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish.
For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee.
Why criest thou for thine affliction?
For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord.
Fairley from Maryland will read from the Bible.
The Holy Bible, Genesis. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Isaiah, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. 2 Kings Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, "Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And one went in and told his lord, saying, "Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, "Go and wash in Jordan 7 times. And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean." But Naaman was wroth, and went away and said, "Behold, I thought, he will surely come out to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, "My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he says to thee, 'Wash and be clean'?" Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, "Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel." Job. "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And a light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, 'There is lifting up,' and he shall save the humble person." Jeremiah. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Matthew. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciple. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand. And the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. Revelation. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. The Bible declares all things were made by him, the divine word, and without him was not anything made that was made. This is the eternal verity of divine science. In infinite life and love there is no sickness, sin, nor death. And the scriptures declare that we live, move, and have our being in the infinite God. Let us banish sickness as an outlaw, and abide by the rule of perpetual harmony, God's law. It is man's moral right to annul an unjust sentence, a sentence never inflicted by divine authority. Truth has no consciousness of error. Love has no sense of hatred. Life has no partnership with death. Truth, life, and love are a law of annihilation to everything unlike themselves, because they declare nothing except God. Sickness, sin, and death are not the fruits of life. They are inharmonies which truth destroys. Sickness, sin, and death are not concomitants of life or truth. No law supports them. They have no relation to God wherewith to establish their power. Truth is affirmative and confers harmony. All metaphysical logic is inspired by this simple rule of truth which governs all reality. By the truthful arguments you employ, and especially by the spirit of truth and love which you entertain, you will heal the sick. Include moral as well as physical belief in your efforts to destroy error. Cast out all manner of evil. preach the gospel to every creature. Speak the truth to every form of error. A moral question may hinder the recovery of the sick. Lurking error, lust, envy, revenge, malice, or hate will perpetuate or even create the belief in disease. Errors of all sorts tend in this direction. Your true course is to destroy the foe and leave the field to God, life, truth, and love, remembering that God and his ideas alone are real and harmonious. Disease has no intelligence with which to move itself about or to change itself from one form to another. If disease moves, mind, not matter, moves it. Therefore, be sure that you move it off. Meet every adverse circumstance as its master. Observe mind instead of body, lest aught unfit for development enter thought. Think less of material conditions and more of spiritual. Mind produces all action. If the action proceeds from truth, from immortal mind, there is harmony. But mortal mind is liable to any phase of belief. The power of mortal mind over its own body is little understood. The so-called sinner is a suicide. Sin kills the sinner and will continue to kill him so long as he sins. The form and fury of illegitimate living and of fearful and doleful dying should disappear on the shore of time, then the waves of sin, sorrow, and death beat in vain. God, divine good, does not kill a man in order to give him eternal life, for God alone is man's life. God is at once the center and circumference of being. It is evil that dies. Good dies not. There is no metastasis, no stoppage of harmonious action, no paralysis. Truth, not error. Love, not hate. Spirit, not matter, governs man. If students do not readily heal themselves, they should early call an experienced Christian scientist to aid them. If they are unwilling to do this for themselves, they need only to know that error cannot produce this unnatural reluctance. Instruct the sick that they are not helpless victims, for if they will only accept truth, they can resist disease and ward it off as positively as they can the temptation to sin. If the reader of this book observes a grace tear throughout his whole system, and certain moral and physical symptoms seem aggravated, these indications are favorable. Continue to read, and the book will become the physician, allaying the tremor which truth often brings to error when destroying it. These changes which go on in mortal mind serve to reconstruct the body. Thus, Christian Science, by the alchemy of spirit, destroys sin and death. Let us suppose two parallel cases of bone disease, both similarly produced and attended by the same symptoms. A surgeon is employed in one case and a Christian scientist in the other. The surgeon, holding that matter forms its own conditions and renders them fatal at certain points, entertains fears and doubts as to the ultimate outcome of the injury. Not holding the reins of government in his own hands, he believes that something stronger than mind, namely matter, governs the case. His treatment is therefore tentative. This mental state invites defeat. The Christian Scientist, understanding scientifically that all is mind, commences with mental causation, the truth of being, to destroy the error. This corrective is an alterative, reaching to every part of the human system. According to Scripture, it searches the joints and marrow, and it restores the harmony of man. The matter physician deals with matter as both his foe and his remedy. He regards the ailment as weakened or strengthened according to the evidence which matter presents. The metaphysician, making mind his basis of operation irrespective of matter and regarding the truth and harmony of being as superior to error and discord, has rendered himself strong instead of weak to cope with the case. And he proportionately strengthens his patient with the stimulus of courage and conscious power. Both science and consciousness are now at work in the economy of being according to the law of mind, which ultimately asserts its absolute supremacy. When will the error of believing that there is life in matter and that sin, sickness, and death are creations of God be unmasked? When will it be understood that matter has neither intelligence, life, nor sensation, and that the opposite belief is the prolific source of all suffering? God created all through mind and made all perfect and eternal. When divine science overcomes faith in a carnal mind and faith in God destroys all faith in sin and in material methods of healing, then sin, disease, and death will disappear.
Let us have a moment of silent prayer for our world.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 299. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Saw ye my Savior? Heard ye the glad sound? Felt ye the power of the word? 'Twas the truth that made us free and was found by you and me in the life and the love of our Lord. Hymn number 299.
Everyone might sing in the chorus section of it. You should recognize it. It's easy enough words, so we'll try it.
Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Make it all right, and it will be all right. As when you said, let there be light, and there was light.
Everyone remember that? All right, so let's just try it, everyone. 2, 3, and.
Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Make it all right, and it will be all right. As when you said, let there be light, and there was light.
Great. There have been times when I turned away from your sweet promise, Lord. I don't know why. I guess I was enamored by the world. But I know now the world can't give security and peace. The glamour's gone, I see the kingdom.
Now, let's sing hymn number 175. Lo, he sent his word and healed them. Still, that word of God is here. Still, its tender healing message speaks to every listening ear. Truth divine that overcometh all the ills that seem to be, in our hearts, thy word abiding, we may know thee and be free. Hymn number 175.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.